I sip a Franciscan Weiss while Carlos drinks a lambic framboise with a blood-red label and an ominous name, Mortzubite.
I don't recognize you anymore.
Why? Because I don't play silly jokes on you?
No, you only do those when drunk.
So why?
Because once upon a time you wouldn't have held back.
Held from what?
From dancing, right?
We are not in a disco. And I have no intention of dancing anyway. Sorry, but why would you want me to dance?
No reason. You are just beautiful to look at.
Do you enjoy faggots putting their hands on me?
Don't worry, you have your bodyguard.
This is not the point.
And what is the point?
I am very irritated. I am about to make it brutally clear to him what the point is. When two girls, a redhead and a brunette, approach us.
Do you have a light?
The redhead asks him as she sits on the table. Carlos lights her cigarette, and she inhales a few puffs. In the meantime, the brunette has sat down between me and him.
What's your name?
Michael.
I, Christina. You're cool, Michael.
You're wrong, Christina. I am gay. And a passive one. Carlos bursts out laughing.
Is he your boyfriend?
No, come on. I like women.
Thank goodness. Would you like to talk about it?
We don't understand each other. I am queer and happy to be queer. Absolutely irredeemable. Finally, hard as she is to understand, she gives up and leaves me alone. The redhead beats time on the table with her long nails lacquered in black.
Cool, huh?
Yes, they are good.
They will make a bang, you'll see.
If you say so.
Don't bullshit me. For once, there is a decent city group.
I'm running out of patience, but there's no way to get them off my back, not least because Carlos isn't helping me.
I'm getting a flat ass, may I?
Without waiting for an answer, she gets down from the table and sits on his lap. She certainly feels something interesting through his trousers, because at a certain point she turns to look at him in astonishment and admiration. The brunette begins to cling to him in turn. At a certain point, he gives me a look of understanding. It is obvious how this evening will end, and it is equally obvious that one of the two will be the turn of me. So, for the avoidance of doubt, I get up, go and pay the bill for both of us and leave. I stroll under the arcades of Piazza Vittorio with my hands in my pockets kicking a can. Suddenly a junkie approaches me and asks for 10,000 lira. I tell him to fuck off, he insists. He puts his hands on me. Someone comes up behind me and pushes him away. It's Carlos. The junkie leaves swearing. I don't thank him. I don't even speak to him. I start walking again, lengthening my stride.
Are you crazy? You're just leaving without saying anything? Oh, what's wrong with you?
Nothing, leave me.
Come on, what is it?
I don't need any more shit. Eat it if you like, but without me.
You're right, sorry. Come on, stop, I'll take you home.
I want to see shooting stars. We lie nose up in a not-so-clean meadow and wait. Not a single star falls. The Big Dipper is always in its place, firmly embedded in the sky.
There it is.
A shooting star.
You have to make a wish.
You too.
Then let us both make it.
He puts his arm around my shoulders and pulls me close to him, continuing to stare at the sky.
I don't know what you will do with your life, Prince. I fear for you. You like getting into trouble too much. Remember one thing, though, I'll always be there for you. Just give me a whistle and I'll join you at the ends of the earth. Even if I'm in Nova Centra, I'll jump on a plane and be with you in a few hours.
Seeing Kathy's plan, that's the man she's meant to now. That's the girl that he takes around town. She appears composed, so she is, I suppose. Who can really tell? She shows no emotion at all. Stares into space like a dead giant doll. Never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyway.